This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The now former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine is on Capitol Hill in Washington for a closed-door deposition with staff from multiple House of Representatives committees. Kurt Volker resigned last week after a whistleblower complaint triggered an impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. The allegations focus on the president and a July phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump continues to attack Democrats and the whistleblower. Patsy Wiedekuswara has the report.
Even as he welcomes Finnish President Sauli Niinistö to the White House,
he either got it totally wrong, made it up, or the person giving the information to the whistleblower was dishonest. And this country has to find out who that person was, because that person's a spy.
Democrats move forward with impeachment inquiry as they prepare to subpoena the White House for documents related to the call where Trump pushed for incriminating information about his opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden.
This is a blatant effort to intimidate witnesses. It's an incitement to violence.
The president repeated his accusation that Adam Schiff committed treason for his public reading and paraphrasing of Trump's call.
The language that the president is using right now is quite unprecedented and quite dangerous.
Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News at the White House.
That last person you heard from was John Hudak of the Brookings Institution. Democrats have warned that efforts to impede a congressional impeachment investigation into the president will be construed as obstruction of justice. Four French police officers were killed Thursday in a knife attack inside the Paris police headquarters. A police union official said the assailant was shot and killed by another officer. The spokesperson said the attacker was believed to have been a staff member at the headquarters, but that has not yet been confirmed. This is VOA News. Hong Kong.